This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
If you'd like to join the classes live in the masjid, then click on the link below. Inshallah, it will take you to a Telegram group that has the details of all the class timings, the dates, the days, the addresses, and the locations of the masjid. So click on that link and hopefully we'll see you there, inshallah.
I'll take a couple of questions, inshallah ta'ala. That's a very, very vast topic. He's asking, how does one have the correct manners with his teacher? I'll mention a couple of etiquettes, inshallah ta'ala. When you're sitting in front of the teacher, you shouldn't be playing around with anything. Unless, of course, you're using your phone to write down the notes. Other than that, you should not be checking your phone. Should completely what? Put the phone to the side, right? Whatever it might be, you should be looking directly at him, not looking around. Of course, sometimes it happens when you get tired, but you should be looking straight at him. Even the way you sit, you shouldn't be sitting in front of him while you have your feet out, right? Also, the way you address him, it shouldn't be that you address him like everyone else. Like I have a sheikh and uncle, Sheikh Saleh Sindi, am I going to shout out, say, Saleh Sindi? That's not appropriate, right? That's not appropriate at all. You need to address your teacher in a better way, right? Most teachers, when you speak to them, they'll say, "Akhi, I'm just your brother. I'm just your brother, right? I'm just your brother. You can address me however you want," and he genuinely means that, right? However, you as a student, you should not be taking that, right? If you look in the books of Adab Tadhkirat al-Sami' al-Mutakallim, says that you should speak to your teacher in the best possible way, right? Or address him in the best possible manner. Whether it's Sheikh or in some, they mention things like Alim. But of course, these are titles for those who deserve it, right? Even if he's your Quran teacher, the one that's teaching you Alif Ba Ta, should you be speaking to him like everyone else? No. Let alone saying, "Yo, listen, what was that thing again?" No. هذا ما يصلح. It's not appropriate at all. Even if he's teaching Alif Ba Ta, you shouldn't be addressing him the same way as everyone else. These are just some. You shouldn't be raising your voice when he's speaking. You should wait for him to listen, to finish. Right? Okay, the technique. Oh, excellent. Where's Muhammad? He didn't remind me, someone else did. The technique, because yesterday I recorded a video with Brother Abdullahi from East Studies at the Medina College. We demonstrated the softening up technique. What was it called? You called it something else that you found out. The space repetition method. That's another fancy way of saying it. I call it the softening up technique. Inshallah ta'ala, with this technique you can memorize a lot in a short space of time. This is only after Allah Azza wa Jalla opens the doors of hifd and knowledge for you. But you have to really put the effort in, and it's a technique that can help. And it should be available soon. As for muraja'a, when it comes to revising the knowledge or solidifying the knowledge, right? Let's just talk about the Quran for a moment. You have your new hifd, which they call sabak, right? So they say in Urdu, sah? Sabak, which is the new portion that you've just memorized. Then you also have what they call in Arabic muraja'a qareeb. I forgot what it's called in Urdu. I come from one of these Urdu madrasas and they used to have this, and in the Arabic they have it as well, muraja'a qareeb. Does anyone know the name for it? Don't have many Urdu speakers. طيب مراجعة قريبة, which is what? Close revision. And Sheikh Yaqub, you want to add anything, let me know, yeah? Sheikh Yaqub is a Quran teacher here, Allahumma barik. The close muraja'ah. So let's just say, for example, today you memorize 3 and then tomorrow you do another 3. You have to be connecting them together, right? Reading to your teacher, all of these pages now connected. Oh, one page today and another page tomorrow. Connecting it and strengthening it. And it might not necessarily always be fully strong and solid. You guys with me? So you're going to make mistakes. But whenever you do make the mistakes, what do? You put a line under it using a pencil. Hoping that you don't ever make this mistake again. That's why you should keep your same mushaf. Wallah, the mushaf that I had for over 8 years, which I lost in the Prophet ﷺ's masjid. Don't know who moved it, where it got taken to. I looked for it, I was heartbroken, but I had it for 8 years. And I had my mistakes in there. قَدَّرَ اللَّهُ مَا شَاءَ فَعَلَ. If you look at it, you think that it's a kitab from 50 years ago because of how dark the pages have become. So it has your mistakes on there, right? That always remind you whenever you read. So you put these lines and then you rub it off, khalas, once it becomes solid. So you have close muraja'ah, and then you also have muraja'ah ba'ida, far revision. So the more you memorize, the more you have to do on a day-to-day basis, like one juz. I remember when I was in Damaj, I had this system given to me by a Malaysian brother. And brothers and sisters, I am not mudkhin. I make mistakes in Salah. I think I can testify to it, Abdulaziz, right? This was a long time ago. We make mistakes, right? However, it's something that can really help, right? After memorizing the Quran, he would ensure that you read every juz without mistakes. You have to read every juz without mistake. And then you go through like that 30 juz. If you make a mistake, he'll tell you to do that juz again. It might take you a month, it might take you a month and a half, because some may be that you have to repeat it. After 30 juz have just been read, you read 111 like that, you do what? 2 juz every day. How long will it take for you to finish now? 15. Then, I believe it was 3, and then he jumped to 5, or maybe he jumped from 2 to 5. 5 every day, and then you move to 10. 10 juz in one sitting, but you're reading very quickly here. I remember it would take us something like 13 minutes to do a juz, which is not advisable. It was one of my biggest regrets because the huruf, they start going into one another, right? And then you do 20, you do 15 juz in one sitting, another 15 juz another. And then you do 20 juz in one sitting, and then you do 30 juz, the whole Quran in one sitting, which may take you, if it works out to be like 15 minutes, maybe what? 6 hours, maybe more than that. So this is the nizam that he had. As for the system that I learned from that Sheikh Abdul Rahman Rishaydan, Hafizahullah Ta'ala, is when you now memorize and you put portions together, you have to make sure it's like water, and you always do it. Every day you're reading it, every single day. And then when you reach 100 lines of poetry, you read it to the teacher. 100 lines every single day. If it's hadith, 100 hadith every single day. It takes longer to forget. The foundation is solid. Right? The foundation is solid. Even if you leave it for a long time, you go back, you just need to touch it up a little bit and it comes back. And then he would also make you read, for example, Bayquniya backwards. So every day if you're doing 100 hadith, and it's become your norm. It becomes very, very strong, right? So these are the muraja methods that a Shaykh, and if you make one mistake, he'll send you back. And sometimes you're fortunate, he'll allow 2 mistakes. And it's possible. Look at Surah Fatiha. Why is Surah Fatiha so strong? Come on, brothers. You read every day. Every single day you read it. You don't need to ever revise it. Does anyone ever revise Surah Fatiha? No one does. Right? Because you always read it. And if you're doing something every single day, right, it is bound to stick and last much longer. Is that clear, brothers and sisters? And also, one thing that I remembered now that Abdulaziz reminded me, as he was standing up, he sought permission when leaving. And the etiquette of when leaving a gathering is that you ask, can I leave? And then the Shaykh says that. Yeah? And the teacher gives him the permission to leave. And also from the etiquettes, that inshallah ta'ala, for upcoming events and programs, that you try to sit as close as possible to the teacher when listening. Isn't that what we take from the hadith of Jibreel? How far was Jibreel sitting from the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? How far? And even thigh to thigh, right? Or knee to knee. فَأَسْنَدَ رُكْبَتَيْهِ إِلَى رُكْبَتَيْهِ. His knees were connected. So it shows that it needs to be what? You need to get as close as possible. Unless of course you got back problem or you're old in age and you're sitting at the back. And going back to the point that I mentioned, right? Every day, like, you just do 100. Even if you make mistakes, make sure you put a line. And then you remove it. And every mistake, you say it maybe what? 100 times. And you'll never forget it. Inshallah. Inshallah. Ali, you have 3 more minutes. Sheikh Yaqub, you want to add anything? Sorry, sisters. I think last time round we answered most of your questions. Again, قدر الله ما شاء فعل. Any other questions? We have 2 minutes. He's asking about mutshab, and again, brothers, like I said, أنا لست مدخنًا. I'm not mutkhin when it comes to the Quran, right? However, that which I seen really helps is when you get stuck on a mutashabih or one of these hard similar ayat, you write on the side of the page that which it is similar to. Right? You have فَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ وَمَا كَانَ جَوَابَ قَوْمِهِ. Right? Also the other ayah, Surah Mu'minun and Surah Al-Anbiya, I believe. إِنَّ هَذِهِ أُمَّتُكُمْ أُمَّةً وَاحِدَةً وَأَنَا رَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُونَ فَاتَّقُونَ. Huh, يا مشايخ. In Anbiya it is what? فَاعْبُدُونَ. In مُؤْمِنُونَ it is what? فَاتَّقُونَ. So you just write it there. It's like you're waiting to stumble on one of these verses which you end up, and that's a very productive way of, you know, solidifying the mutshabihat. As for using one of these books that has a lot of the similar ayat, it might not necessarily always be good for you. However, this is a method that a lot of people do definitely agree with. Jazakumullah khairan again, brothers and sisters, for attending with such short notice. Right? It was very, very late that it was announced. Barakallahu feekum wa ahsanallahu ilaykum. سبحانك اللهم وبحمدك اشهد ان لا اله الا انت استغفرك واتوب اليك والسلام عليكم ورحمه الله وبركاته.